And my name is Mark Wigmore. You're with The Oasis on the new Classical FM. And I want to welcome back our guest this hour, Richard Azunian, and the longtime writer and theater critic for the Toronto Star. Close to 300 productions within his credits as an actor, director, artistic director. A stunning career, and I'm so glad to have him here. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be here still.
So your latest, as I said earlier, you've done something rather rash here and are directing a piece about, of all people, of all bands, the Ramones.
Right.
And I have to say, it has an emotional resonance that perhaps is unexpected. Why did you take on this piece?
I was sent the script out of the blue by an agent manager in Los Angeles who said, hey, do you remember 10 years ago you had to get the rights to Jerry Springer, the opera, from me to direct it in Toronto?
I remember that show, yeah.
And I said, yeah. He said, well, I've got another show I think has your name on it. And they flew me out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where there was a 10-day workshop of this show going on. And I met the author, John Ross Bowie, and I saw the show, and I said, I'll do it. And I came home and told my wife, and she said, why are you doing a play about the Ramones? And I said, because they were game changers.
Right.
And that's what always draws me to a project.
And it's interesting. They weren't a best-selling act, but when we think of them now, they are in the pantheon of rock acts that really did
Absolutely.
Change things with their sound.
And when you look at this play closely, it says a lot of serious things, including you must be who you are
right.
and nothing else, and you must not try to change that. You know, the only way you will have true success is to be you.
You were raised in New York, but the Ramones show up a few years after you left, if I've got that right.
No, just about at the time I did.
Okay. But you obviously felt familiar with that world that they were.
Oh, God, yeah. I actually had been to the odd concert at CBGB's the end of my college days.
Right.
And I grew up in a portion of Queens not that far away from the Ramones. I was Astoria. They were Forest Hill.
So you kind of got where these guys were coming
from,
totally. Where their heads are at.
Totally.
And that idea. I saw the show last night. It really is original storytelling, so congratulations on what you've done
Thank
with
you.
It. And an original story, you must have been drawn to these characters just because they do have so many quirks. I mean, each member has this sort of baggage they bring.
Oh, that's it. I mean, I'm sure if you found any musical group, you could analyze it this way, but the Ramones kind of wore them like badges, you know?
Right.
I'm the one with OCD. I'm the one with anger issues. I'm the heroin addict. I'm the alcoholic.
Right.
No, we all have problems. And what's fascinating here is, of course, you mix them together with Phil Spector.
Yeah.
And because their label decided they needed Phil to give them a big hit. And Phil was the master manipulator.
And I want to bring him up. Your Phil Spector is Ron Peterson. Just really a confident and funny performance of this iconic producer. I think he really stands out in the show.
He's great. I mean,
yeah.
I picked Ron because, I mean, I know he had done normal acting, quote unquote.
Right.
I've seen him at Stratford and other theaters. But I also knew he had that incredible comic sensibility.
And his timing was fantastic.
He's a great improv artist, too. And I thought you needed that, you know, because Phil thought on his feet all the time.
Yeah, it almost seems hard to believe that that's maybe actually how the conversations happened, and I guess we can only imagine, but it did feel authentic somehow. John Ross Bowie, you mentioned him. He wrote this. People will know him from The Big Bang Theory. It's a Starvox production. You're going to Chicago after Toronto. This is really, it feels like a very original arrangement when it comes to theater in this town. It feels like there's a lot of different ideas happening.
Well, it is. It was crazy. You know, after I read the script and met John and we shook hands over it and he said, we'd like you to be the director. I came back to Toronto and I said, okay, now who do I give it to? And I thought of Corey Ross at Starvox because he is a game changer, too.
Yeah.
And he does different things. You know, he's like the guy who backs indie theater like Jerusalem. He does Potted Potter and takes it around the world.
And he kind of goes
the
big.
Banksy show here.
He goes
yeah.
big with everything he does, too,
Absolutely.
Which I like. Yeah.
And he read it and loved it and said, let's do it. And it took about a year to get it into rehearsal, but it was time well spent.
I think it's a very original piece of theater for people to enjoy. And I got a lot out of it. Four Chords and a Gun is on now at the Fleck Theater at Harborfront Center. FourChordsPlay.com to learn more and to pick up tickets. It runs through the 28th, so you have to hurry. And Richard, it was a real pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
You're with the new Classical FM.